I think one of the nicest compliments I can give to a bar bat mitzvah is when I try to expand on a theme which you brought to us. I think that everything human beings do is significant and matters and makes a difference. And we forget that quite a lot for a host of reasons, but it's one of the reasons why apology is needed, because human beings are significant. I want to look at that concept from a slightly different lens that occurs in our parsha, and it is the notion, or the question mark, is God in charge of everything? Does God's presence and plan filter through life? And if it does, what does that mean about human free will and our ability to be significant and make a difference? Now, that sounds sort of theoretical. It's a theological statement. But it appears in our parsha, as we will see, and more than that, in the area of contemporary neurobiology, there are plenty of people who will say that we don't have free will and that therefore our actions are not our own. And if that is true, then of what significance is the human being? We're used to hearing a presentation about religion in which we're told that God is indeed in charge of everything. And many of us struggle with that or question it. In this parsha, Joseph seems, I emphasize the word seems, to say that that is his belief when he is speaking to his brothers after he has revealed himself, after apology and forgiveness and reconciliation have occurred, and as they are poised to return back to their father, to whom they lied about Joseph's death so many years before. And Joseph senses that there will be recriminations of the brothers one against the other, that they might blame one another for what they did to Joseph by throwing him in a pit and forcing him to become a slave. And Joseph says that God is in charge. He says in Genesis 45, verse 2, where it begins, "Now do not be distressed or reproach yourselves because you sold me hither. It was to save life that God sent me ahead of you." It was to save life. "So it was not you who sent me here, but God." It's a remarkable phrase, and if we take it at its face value, Joseph seems to be telling us that God is in charge, that we are puppets on a string in some way, acting things out for a plan of which we have no conception. Does Judaism believe that? Do we believe that? Does Joseph believe that? I don't think so. Not at least in a straightforward manner of saying that. I think that when we begin to analyze Joseph's actions, we see that his statements are coming out of a place of understanding the deep psychological needs and fragility of his brothers. I say that in part because this is not the only place where Joseph shows that sensitivity. In chapter 45, 24, Joseph offers up another line to them, and he says, "Al tirgazu baderech," don't be troubled along the way as you go back to the land of Israel, to the land of Canaan. Don't be troubled along the way. When we look at that phrase according to the Jewish tradition, as it's tried to wrestle with it, we realize something very fascinating. What Joseph is saying, according to the rabbinic imagination, is don't start arguing with one another and rationalizing what you did. It's a wonderful phrase. When we feel guilty or want to justify ourselves, we turn to the mind, we turn away from the heart, we come up with reasons and explanations. And Joseph has a sense that his brothers will do that in a halakhic lens, according to the tradition, but he thinks that they're going to turn and start blaming one another, because to emotionally own it themselves is so difficult for us. So don't be troubled on the way. There's something larger working here. And I say that Joseph doesn't believe that God is directly influencing every step along the way, or if God is, that human beings and our actions are of infinite value. From a very strange line that we read a couple of weeks ago in Parshat Vayishlach, in that strange list of genealogies where most of us fall asleep, because it's just a list of names we've never heard. And in that parsha, we come across the name Timnah. Anybody ever hear of the name Timnah? Not really, because it's buried in a list. But the Torah simply says about her, Timnah was a concubine of Esau's son, Eliphaz. And when you dig into the Midrash, which understands and believes that the Torah has deep and continuing wisdom, such that every line can tell us something about life, we discover that Timnah was actually a pagan princess, and that she encountered Abraham and the Jewish people, and she wanted to throw her fate in with us. And she was spurned. She was turned away as the other. And so this person who had to give up her status as a princess in order to become a Jew is left with nothing. And desperate to belong, she does the only thing she can. She tries to marry in the only way she knows how to Abraham's family. She marries Esau's son, Eliphaz. And the next part of that verse is haunting, because it says that she gave birth to Amalek. Amalek in the Jewish tradition is the source of evil, the enemy who goes after the stragglers, the weak, the refugees of the world, and kills them. And Maimonides, the great Maimonides, points this out as one of the most significant lines of Torah to show how our actions reverberate through time, and that by disavowing another human being's worth, we created the source of evil. Which is not to take Amalek off the hook and not to remove Timnah's responsibility, but to show that what we do matters. And when you look at the Torah in a whole like this and see how one section speaks to another, I don't think you find a Torah which speaks of God controlling everything in some unsubtle way, because the Torah is the book about humanity and how we are supposed to act and care for one another, and how we apologize and how we forgive. So when Joseph says that God was in charge of everything, we have to understand it from this wider line that what we do matters. And I think in an age where there are so many others in the world, so many refugees who'd like to join our larger family, how we deal with our fear, our fragility, our vulnerability is something we should be very careful about. And like Joseph, we should have tremendous sensitivity to those in their time of need. That's it. Simple, difficult, but what we're here for. What we do matters. It ripples through all human history. That's why we celebrate a young boy turning into a man. That's why we join together, because the human being can change the course of history. Shabbat Shalom.